With KAZU News, I'm Christelle Manzon. In the race for the California State Senate seat that represents the Monterey Bay area, incumbent Democrat Bill Mauning is facing Republican Palmer Kane. You'll be hearing from both candidates in today's show. Kane is an Army veteran and Cabrillo College graduate who, citing the high cost of education in the U.S., earned his bachelor's degree in Israel. He has held various roles working in local and national politics and now is running for the District 17 State Senate seat. Palmer Kane spoke with KAZU's Rick Kleffel.
You're a Republican running against a Democratic incumbent. What Republican values will guide and inform you as you govern, as you craft and vote on legislation?
First and foremost, the Republican value that I bring not only from the military, my military experience, but my time in California politics is coalition building. The idea that, you know, we're, as legislators, we're sitting in the room, we're crafting legislation for all of California, and we need to work together. We need to bridge the gap and have that discussion. And my 20 years in state and national politics, my 5 years at the international level, helped me bring that not only to the district, but to California as a whole.
Water supplies for agricultural, commercial, and home users are an issue throughout your district. How would you address them at the level of the state Senate?
80% of our water goes to agriculture in this state. That's a problem. We provide the nation with two-thirds of its produce. So if California runs out of water, it's not a state issue, it's a national security issue. You know, we need at least 5.5 million gallons a day just for the city of Santa Cruz, and that includes the UC sitting up on the hill there. So as someone who has lived in the Middle East, I saw firsthand what desalinization has done for the Israeli economy, and also solar-powered water heating. Water and energy in the state of California, the way we do it has to change. I look forward to working with the state Senate and the state assembly to make that happen.
What's your understanding of and what are your plans for the Californian economy?
In the last 10 years, 9,000 businesses and 5 million citizens have left our state never to return. We have the highest corporate tax rate in the nation. We have the highest gas tax in the nation, yet we produce gasoline in California. We also have the highest cost of consumer goods in the nation. A gallon of milk here costs about $6, whereas in Ohio or Iowa, it's about $1.50. The reason that that gallon of milk is $6 is due to the overregulation and taxation of business in California. So first and foremost is let's cut the red tape. Let's return growth to small business. So my prime argument to all business in this district is I will fight for you. I will cut your red tape. I will help you. I will work with you to find ways to grow your business.
America is growing older, and so is this county. How can you help our senior citizens?
So my parents' generation, the baby boom generation, 50 to 60 million of them are getting ready to retire. And they're looking for their Social Security checks. They're looking for their health care. And as your next state senator, it's my job to ensure that they have access to what their tax dollars paid for. What's that mean? We need more in-home care. There's going to be a massive strain on the healthcare system as it currently exists. If you're a veteran and you don't want to leave your home, but you need skilled nursing to come in, there's a program for that to pay for that, to help offset that cost. I want to do that for our state and our county as a starting point to help our senior citizens.
You're an Army veteran. You served on the California Republican Party's Veterans Affairs Committee. As a state senator, how can you help veterans?
So we have the largest population of veterans in the nation, 1.8 million, so almost 2% of our state population are veterans. Well, a third of them are homeless, indigent, or in some way, shape, or form in need. So one of my first bills in my first 100 days in office will be a total revision of the CalVet program, which is the California version of the VA, but also working in conjunction with our congressional leadership from the federal level to bring money back into the community. In the county of Santa Cruz, we have 20,000 veterans that we know of, and they need jobs, they need housing, and I have a plan for that.
That's Palmer Kane, the Republican Party candidate for the California State Senate seat, District 17, which represents part of Santa Cruz, Santa Clara, Monterey, and San Luis Obispo counties. I'm Rick Kleffel, and this is KAZU News.